Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 164 for Monday, November 30th. I'm Phil France-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, as advances in the Chicago soy complex and supportive technical signals underpinned the market. Canola was up by $2 to over $4, the January contract up $2.60 at $465.70 per ton. Canola had been losing ground to soy oil over the past few weeks, leaving the Canadian oilseed due for a corrective bounce, especially with soy oil posting solid gains today. Steady commercial demand was also supportive, although farmer selling on the other side has also been coming forward to meet any demand, and that kept canola in a sideways range. The Canadian dollar was firmer today. That did temper the upside potential. StatsCan also releases its latest production estimates on Friday, and general expectations for a sizable upward revision to the canola number were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans up 6 to 8 cents, the January contract up 8 at $8.81 per bushel. Solid export demand accounted for some of the strength in beans, with supportive chart signals another feature. Reports of mounting disease pressures in parts of Brazil due to high humidity levels also helped underpin the futures, but South America is still expected to have large crops overall, and that limited the gains. Ideas that Argentina is also still sitting on large stockpiles waiting to be exported helped keep the soybean market in check. Corn up 4 to 5 cents, the March contract up 5 at $3.72 per bushel. Good end-user demand was supportive for corn, with usage rates from the ethanol sector running ahead of expectations. However, ample world supplies limited the upside, and corn kept well within its nearby trading range in the absence of any real fresh fundamental news. Wheat seeing some choppy activity, down 6 cents to up as much as 17 cents in Minneapolis and Kansas City. They were both up on the day, but the front months in Chicago down, the March contract in Chicago down 3 at $4.75 per bushel. The U.S. dollar index was showing some weakness today. That was somewhat supportive for wheat, as the currency adjustments should make exports a bit more attractive for some customers. Production uncertainty in a number of key wheat-growing regions of the world, including Ukraine and Australia, also provided support. However, the nearby contracts in Chicago were still down on the day, with heavy deliveries against the futures behind some of that weakness. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Warkenton.